Hello, welcome to All My News. This is an All My News International podcast. My name's Claire George. Today I'm going to read you On a Darkling Plain, a theatre review, The Pain of McCarthyism and Its Contradictions, by All My News citizen reporter Jay Halban. On a Darkling Plain, a new play opened January 12th at the Turtle Shell Theatre in New York City. Written and directed by Norman Baim, the play is an emotionally powerful examination of a question that arose out of a previous dark time in US history, known as McCarthyism. A little background is necessary to understand the play. During the Second World War, the US and the Soviet Union were allies. In the mid to late 1940s, US foreign policy shifted from this alliance against Nazism to an effort to contain or roll back the areas of Soviet influence. Accompanying this shift was a campaign, especially by US Senator Joe McCarthy, to raise the spectre of a widespread infiltration of US society by Soviet agents and sympathizers. McCarthyism was the time for more than 10 years when US politics and society fell into an irrational and intense anti-communism. Thousands of Americans were accused, often on little or no evidence, of being Communist Party members or supporters. Especially people who were government employees, in the entertainment industry, educators and union activists. The government, via hearings and the press, via sensationalising the hearings, helped to cause many of these people to lose their jobs, their careers and sometimes their freedom or lives. A particular example of McCarthyism was the harassment of film and theatre people, especially those with a social perspective. In that category were the playwright Arthur Miller and the director Elia Kazan, who were close friends and colleagues. In 1952, Miller and Kazan were summoned to appear before the US House of Representatives Un-American Activities Committee, HUAC. They each acknowledged their attraction for a short time over 15 years earlier to join or be close to the Communist Party. To prove that they were now loyal Americans, HUAC offered both the chance to name names of colleagues who had been similarly involved. Otherwise, the entertainment industry should distrust their loyalty and deny them any employment, blacklist them. Miller refused the offer. Kazan eventually identified 8 people he said had been members of the Communist Party with him in the mid-1930s. All were eventually blacklisted. For 12 years after that, Miller and Kazan did not speak to each other. In 1963, Miller and Kazan accepted to work together on Miller's play After the Fall, as a first season offering at Lincoln Center in New York. The reconciliation between the two was unexpected and puzzling for those who had suffered because of Kazan's testimony. That brings us back to Norman Baim's fine play. The play is set in 1964. McCarthyism has waned. Guy Leonard, Tom Sminke, a brilliant Broadway and film actor, has been driving a taxi for the last 12 years. He has not had an acting job since George Makopoulos, John Freda, named him as a communist. Those have been 12 rough years. His family was ostracised by neighbours. His children were harassed at school. Guy and his wife, Miriam, Joan Barber, remember friends similarly named who became alcoholics or died by suicide. They hate George for what he did to them and to others by choosing loyalty to a false cause, anti-communism, rather than to his socially conscious friends. Miriam informs Guy at breakfast that their son has been accepted to Harvard and that George Makopoulos has called to ask to come over and talk to them. Where will the Leonards get the money for Harvard? And what should be done about George's request? Miriam already told George to come over. Miriam says they should hear what George has to say. Guy says never. After all he has done to people, it would be an insult to those people to let George into their home. George deserves their hatred. He should have thought about that when he decided to save his own career. George arrives. Miriam and Guy are cold and Guy tries to drive George away. George has no apology. He defends his action on the principles he held then. He too has suffered. He has a role for Guy in a play written by a person modelled on Arthur Miller. A movie role will follow. At the same time, a family friend of Miriam, Jerry Miller, Bristol Pomeroy, arrives to offer Guy a chance to audition to make TV commercials for a famous brand of toilet paper. Guy is tempted by the possibility to act again to make some money and not to have to work with George. He goes for the audition. The rest of the play revolves around the hard question, is it time and is it right for reconciliation? Should Guy's talents be expended on TV commercials so as not to compromise his disgust at what George did? Miriam threatens to leave Guy. Guy is torn. The actors bring passion to the question and the audience feels the reality of the contradiction. The play ends with Guy accepting the role in the play to be directed by George. The playwright wants the ending to be on a positive note. The play, the acting, the stage setting, the comfortable theatre, all added to make the evening a worthwhile experience. Norman Baym, the playwright, commented in an interview that he was also an actor and loved acting. Guy will be able to act again. But, Baym tells us, we should not forget the damage done. On a Darkling Plain is a result of his indignation at the injustice of the blacklist at that terrible time. I did quite a bit of research on the subject, he said, and my heart went out to those victims. He added, those dark days are once again upon us. People in prison for long periods of time with no trial, no evidence, only suspicion. Torture et al. For this reviewer, the play was a lesson about dark times and the great pain they inflict. Dark times may pass, but the pain and the harm done during them leaves deep scars in a society. That was On a Darkling Plain by All My New Citizen reporter Jay Halban. My name's Claire George. For more Citizen Reporter's stories, head on over to english.allmynews.com. Once you're at the website, you'll find details of how to register as a Citizen Reporter and record podcasts of your own stories. That's all for now. Thank you very much for listening. Goodbye.